Teleportation. Last night, hurtling Alabama-ward from Atlanta on the cool, passionless, multi-laned, and impersonal asphalt, I could see star-illuminated frosty clouds drifting high above the carbon monoxide and frantically racing motorists with their boom-boom speakers making windshields vibrate with artificial and unloving sounds. Inside the metal and fiber cocoon of our bullet-shaped vehicle, I drove along, until my wife woke up and reminded me that I am alive and well and married and a part of the world. But before that, while she slept beside me in the careening and Birmingham-aimed space capsule, I was the only person in the universe, and the other capsules were meteors barely missing me, making my car shudder. The speed limit went up once the obligatory Georgia Highway Patrol blue flashed to the side of the highway yet another unsuspecting junker, whose occupant could not afford the sophisticated detection devices with which others escaped and left their way home. Racing with the Moon was a song I heard many times some 40 or 50 years ago, and I always remember it when I look through the car window and see a planet or star or the orb itself keeping up with me. I remember being told that whoever had written the song had done so after a tragic automobile accident had killed a loved one, one who was racing the moon and became moonstruck and finally lost the lead. The memory always makes me slow down a bit and remain snug in the right lane, smugly sad at all those cars hurtling through the firefly night and never winning the race.